Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Strong Sisters of Faith weekly radio program. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Tabb. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, we lift this radio program up to you, and we ask a blessing upon each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Once you get your Bible and paper and pen, and towards the end of the program, I'll share some very important information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. But for now, I'd like to step right into the Word of God. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Of course, I'll be reading from the King James. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's word for God's people. Yes, just for a few minutes this morning, I like to talk about transformation of our mind. It is so very important, as I just read for you. The Bible says to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The book of Romans is a very interesting book because it gives us the foundation of what all Christ has done for us. The book of Romans deals with every major doctrine. It deals with soteriology, which means the doctrine of salvation. It deals with pneumatology, which means the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. It also deals with eschatology, which is the belief that one day Jesus is coming back again. It deals with ecclesiology, which is the doctrine that makes up the church. So if you will, maybe during the course of this week, you'll get a chance to study the book of Romans. I believe that you'll find it quite interesting. But I want to this morning, kind of pull a couple points from this text that I just read to you. I want to talk about transformation, being transformed, not conformed. Having described the inward condition of the believer, Paul says that we have received God's righteousness, and Paul urges us as believers to live in such a way that outwardly it will reflect our inward beliefs. Rather than being conformed to the patterns of this world, Christians ought to be transformed by the renewing of their minds. Now, I must tell you how we're to obtain that renewing of our mind, because we cannot get it by watching TV. We cannot get it by listening to gossip. We have to get a renewed mind by getting into God's Word and by studying God's Word, by meditating on God's Word. I'm teaching about the spiritual disciplines at my church and how important it is for us. In order, you often hear me talk about spiritual warfare, but how important it is for us to learn the spiritual disciplines that will allow us to be disciplined spiritually in order that we can combat the tactics of the enemy. In order for us to effectively engage in spiritual warfare, we have to practice spiritual disciplines. Now, having said that, meditation is very, very important. We ought to meditate on the Word of God. That will help us to transform our mind by the renewing of God's Word. When we get God's Word in us, and we get it all the way down in our spirit, we will begin to regurgitate that. We will bring it up in the hour of need. I'll often say this. In the practical world, we will not go to the bank and try to make a withdrawal without making a deposit, right? Well, the same thing goes spiritually speaking. If we haven't put anything on the inside of us, how can we, when we're facing opposition, when we're facing problems and trials and tribulations, how can we retrieve something that we did not deposit? Who am I speaking to this morning? I want to encourage everyone under the sound of my voice. I want you to be very intentional on this week. I want you to pull your Bible out, and I want you to pray before reading and ask God, what is He saying to you on that day, that particular day? And then you will begin to meditate on the scripture that God has put in your spirit. David says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." So when we get God's word in our heart, it will transform us. It will do amazing and great things. A transformation is metamorphosis in the Greek, from which we get the metamorphosis, which changes when we start thinking about how the caterpillar becomes a butterfly. It's under transformation. And so we as Christians, we are under transformation. We are not like the world. We ought to be different. Yes, by the renewing of our minds, we ought not to think like the world. We ought not to march to the drumbeat of the world. We ought to make sure that we're hearing the voice of God. Yeah, be not conformed, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. I'm here to tell you on this morning that your mind needs to be renewed. I'm telling you, it's just so much going on in this world today. And we just can't make it, my friend, without spending time with the Lord. We must spend time with the Lord. The songwriter says, if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need Him now. I know somebody is attesting to that. Someone under the sound of my voice is saying amen, and I'm saying amen right along with you. We need the Lord, my friend. Yes, we need to seek the Lord while we can find Him. We need to draw nigh unto Him, because these are indeed the last days. And the Bible says during this time that men will be lovers of themselves. They'll have itching ears. They'll want to be told fairy tales. And I look around, and that's basically how it is today. And unfortunately, that's the way it is also in the church. People will come into church every Sunday, and they're growing out instead of growing up. Big numerical numbers busting out at the seams in a lot of churches, but they're not growing up. They're not studying the Word of God for themselves. They're being spoon-fed. But I want to tell you on this morning, it's time for you to go through this process, a metamorphosis, and on the other side, on the other end, there's a beautiful butterfly awaiting to come out of that ugly caterpillar state. Who am I talking to this morning? Somebody needs to hear that. You can be transformed, that we don't have to conform to this world. We can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When we get into God's word is so powerful. If we had any intentions of doing wrong, God's word will change our heart. He'll make the crooked straight. He'll make the wrong right. Even those things that we really want to do that's not good for us, I dare you to meditate on God's word and to pray, and He will put in your heart a new song. Yes, He will. He'll take that old desire from you. No matter what it is, He'll change it. He take the negative and turn it into a positive. I'm a living witness. Oh yes, my brothers and sisters, I'm a living witness of what God is able to do. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ever ask or think. And God, I believe, according to your word, everyone under the sound of my voice, if they would only grasp and hold fast to your unchanging word, their lives will be changed. We ask these things in your name, and our hearts do say, amen. Amen, amen. Won't you get your paper and pen? and I'd like to share some very important information with you, as I promised in the beginning of the program. To contact our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith, you can check us out on the web at www.strongsistersoffaith.org, or you could call us at 267-582-4947. Write to us, Strong Sisters of Faith, P.O. Box 19133, Philadelphia, PA 19143. Every Thursday between the hours 7 and 8 p.m., we have a prayer hotline, and God is being lifted up, and I'm telling you, He's doing exploits. So you can give us a call at 716-748-0224. Let me say that again, 716-748-0224, and our access code is 865-482. Until the Lord allows us to come back together again via airwaves, my prayer is that the Lord Jesus Christ will bless you and keep you. Amen.